KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles, some light rain, 55 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with isolated showers today and a high near 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation said Thursday that a new detour will begin Tuesday, May 24th for motorists in Council Bluffs on westbound I-80, exiting at the I-29 and U.S. Highway 275, Iowa 92, or exit 47. The motorists will need to exit at the South Expressway, exit 3, if you're planning on heading to U.S. 275 and 92. I-80 eastbound traffic will still be able to exit at U.S. 275, Highway 92, until late summer. In addition to the detour, I-80 westbound to South I-29 traffic will shift to a new two-way configuration, with northbound traffic beginning just north of the U.S. 275, Iowa Highway 92 interchange. Traffic will shift back to the existing I-29 southbound lanes just south of the interchange. Motorists should expect additional traffic shifts and detours over the summer and early fall as construction crews work to finalize the I-29 and U.S. Highway 275, Iowa 92 interchange reconstruction. If you'd like more information about detours and traffic impacts, you can visit the program's website at www.councilbluffsinterstate.iowadot.gov. The DOT is in the process of reconstructing I-80, I-29, and I-480 in the Council Bluffs metro area. The comprehensive interstate redesign, they say, will modernize the highway system and improve mobility and safety of about 18 miles of interstate. Motorists are encouraged to allow for extra travel time while the interstate improvement takes effect. The Griswold Community Center was the site for a candidate forum that lasted slightly more than 90 minutes Thursday night. Persons running for the County Board of Supervisor offices in Cass County were on hand to introduce themselves, their position on certain issues, and to answer questions from the audience, all in advance of the June 7th primary. Among those candidates running for a seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors are, in District 1, Republicans Steve Green, Dave Jones, and Dale Retallick. In District 4, Democrat Dana Kunze, and Republicans Rocky Anderson, Ryan Askland, Steve Beyer, Todd Hansen, Nick Hensley, and Barry Moore. And in District 5, Republicans Jay Ford Lillard, Bernard Pettinger, and Frank Waters. There were only a few questions asked from the audience last night. They covered topics that included grants for county improvements, fracking, and the impact on water quality, and what the candidates thought were their top issues of concerns. With regard to the latter, candidates for the Board of Supervisors in District 1 were the first to respond. Steve Green said his main focus would be to make sure the county entities, such as cities and governments, work together toward a common goal of solving issues.
Our county isn't a team right now. We're not working together to solve the issues together. And we need to roll up our sleeves and innovate, think outside the box, and come up with solutions to our county-wide issues, all of them.
He said oftentimes the individual cities are in the what's in it for me mindset. Dave Jones said from what he's gathered, the top issue is infrastructure, especially with regard to the condition of the county roads.
County roads were not built for semis, but our dynamics of farming have changed so much in the last 10, 15 years. You got big cattle haulers out there hauling semis 2 or 3 out a day in our county on country roads. So how are we going to address that? That's going to be one of the main issues I think it's going to be, we need to take care of. And with the sales gas tax increase, that should help out a lot on that part.
Dale Retallick said, we need business, we need jobs, we need young people to stay in Cass County.
We need young people to come into Cass County. I've seen it many times where we are in a slow death because we are turning into a retirement village, a retirement county. We need young people to make this county work. You know, a lot of this other stuff will fall into place if we have people here, if they have incomes, because they're going to spend it.
The top top issues for District 5 candidates include from Bernard Pettinger, who suggested running tile lines across soft spots on county gravel roads to eliminate those soft spots. Jay Ford Lillard said that bringing young people into the county and retaining them is key to building the base for investments in roads and other issues.
Keeping the youth, even my generation, around the county, it's a challenge. We don't have all the jobs that are coming up. Technology's huge. It's growing, ever growing. We've got to bring those things to the county because without young people around here, there's no money to invest in the roadways.
And among the District 4 candidates, Ryan Askeland said jobs is one of the reasons he's running.
I'm scared to death in the next 10, 20 years that we might lose our school district. All districts in this whole county, that I'm scared that with the tightness of the state and not giving out as many dollars anymore, that we need to develop the jobs to keep the enrollment up for us to keep these smaller schools and keep the bigger schools going. The schools need the jobs for the parents to come here, the younger people to come, to help drive the numbers up, to keep the schools going, keep more tax dollars coming, and keep this area thriving.
Barry Moore and Steve Byer both said economic development is important, but finding ways to stop exporting our young people after they graduate is vital. Here's Steve Byer.
We've got people that know how to work, and we need to make sure we've got the jobs here to put them to work. I think Cass County is a great place for an entrepreneur to get started up. Your startup costs here in Cass County would be a fraction of what they'd be in Kansas City or Des Moines or Minneapolis or Omaha. That is something that we need to consider, a new business incubator type programs here in Cass County.
District 4 Supervisor candidate Rocky Anderson said quality, affordable housing will bring and keep people, especially young people, in the county. Todd Hansen said economic development is a good way to start to circulate money and grow the communities, which will in turn sustain the infrastructure. Nick Hensley said lower taxes will be his focus.
The Board of Supervisors dole out the dollars, and they are in charge of the boards and all this, but they basically dole out the dollars. If we can keep the money in your pocket, keep the taxes down, 30 to 40%, it depends on where you live and your school system takes. Now, if that keeps going up and up and up, well, you know, the schools are gonna want more, because schools never ask for less. But the thing is you have to take care of the children, you have to take care of the elderly, and you have to take care of the people that can't take care of themselves. And everybody else needs to just pony up. Let's keep our taxes down so they don't have to pay so much and do our job.
And finally, Dana Kunze said what's needed is a consortium of nearby counties to get students trained in nearby and vocational areas.
I've been part of a coalition of superintendents that has tried fairly recently to put together a consortium that would do some training that would keep our kids nearby and to get them training in vocational areas. And we just can't pull it together because we don't have enough political might as schools. We go to Iowa Western and they have no interest in really working with us.
You said the county should stand up to Iowa Western and demand that they work with those counties on vocational trainings on, quote, our terms, because it's our tax money that makes the entity work. When they don't want to partner with us, there's something wrong. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.